In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. My fellow workers in the vineyard of Christ, we recently passed Pascha, a short 5 weeks ago, and we continue to hear about the Old Testament being prophesied through the Gospels, taking us into the New Testament, taking us into our life. Because Christ knows this is a short amount of time He has left. And the teachings that He gives are those that we will have to take with us forever because He will no longer be with us. However, as depicted in the epistle, it's said that He will be inside of us as long as we receive the light. He talks so often of light, of water. We have these things. He knows of our frail little minds. For Christ was sent, as told to the Samaritan woman, let us know. For Christ was sent to be a part of us, to live with us. And what she was waiting for, the second Messiah, the Samaritans were waiting for this. They, as it was told, did not get along with the Jews. They, as it was told, only really listened to the first 5 books of the Old Testament. They did not listen to all the prophets, for they were waiting for the Messiah, which she was lucky enough at the well to partake. I'm going to start today by reading you from the Old Testament the promise of a prophet and what that means. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear according to all you asked from the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, let us not hear again the voice of the Lord our God, nor let us see this great fire any more, lest we die. Then the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all I command. Is this not what the Christ, our Christ, is doing at the well, at Jacob's well, as foretold in the Old Testament? Not so much that Jacob had this piece of property, but so much that when he left Mesopotamia and Syria, that he would buy a parcel of land. As it is said that for 100 male lambs, there he set an altar and called on the God of Israel. Is it not this place that the Samaritan woman went to find drink and found our Christ sitting at the well? Now, this was very scandalous, was it not, for this time? This was scandalous because a Samaritan woman, nonetheless a Samaritan who did not get along with the Jews, was speaking. Christ was speaking to her. And he made it ahead of his disciples for probably good reason, so that they also could learn, so that they could also reap what had been sown, that they did not labor, as Father Fred had pointed out. But what is this water? Why the well? What is it? What is it about water that makes us clean? Because every time you and I take a drink, are we not thirsty again? Every time we take a bite of food, are we not hungry again? Christ calls this the living water. That which God proclaimeth through His mouth. That which all of us are asked to be a part of, as depicted in the epistle today. That, as the epistle said, Christ is to be in the middle, in our hearts, in all of us, that we may have Him enter into us through this living water. Living water can be taken two different ways. Living water is the water that comes from a spring. Living water, that water that continues to flow, that has no end of source. Unlike that which when we dig and we find it in a cistern, or we put it in a well, or we put it in a bucket. It is a finite amount. For even as the prophecy said, and even in the Old Testament books of Ecclesiastes, those who worship silver will never be happy with silver. What does that mean? That means our bodies will completely be empty unless we drink of the living well that Christ came into this world to give unto us. We will forever be thirsty. We will forever be thirsty if we cannot open up our hearts and drink from this living well. We celebrate many things today. We celebrate the third finding of the head of John the Baptist. We celebrate the fact of the martyrdom of Saint Photini, actually March 20th, but today in the Gospel, because she drank of the living well, and because she was so scared to tell the Christ, whom after He spoke, she knew this was her path to salvation. After He told her her sins. And our sins are so, so severe. They cut us so deeply that we don't want to talk about them. However, Christ came, and as He told the Samaritan woman, later to be known as Saint Photini, later to evangelize what she had seen after talking to this Jewish man, knowing that He is the God that would then again raise up from the dead to give us life and to drink of the living water. All this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, was told even before the coming of Christ, even before the actions were made. How lucky were they to convert? How lucky were they to find? How lucky was Saint Photini to find this Christ? True, not so lucky to be killed in her martyrdom. Or was it? Because of this living water that she partook of, because of not living this life of existence, just feeding morsels to the body for existence, this life is more than existence. It is life. This life was not prepared for you. A life was not laid down for us to waste this life. Because so often, the more we have, the bigger our house is, which God bless you, if you have a big house and you have a lot of things. Because even those things are worthy if you continue to do the work of God. But what are they when we leave this life? It is said to us in our funeral service, as we lay in the grave where kings and beggars are the same, we cannot take any of this with us. All our ashes, all our dust. But it is this living water that allows this dust, this ashes, to resurrect into the hope of the eternal life. For Christ did not go to Hades to spend His days, to rise again on the third day for us not to experience His glory in the kingdom of heaven and to partake of the feast of feasts, to eat of the holy bread, that which will be broken and distributed, that which is for eternal life, that which gives us life, that which we'll never be hungry for again, that which will contain all of our hunger. Because we will be filled with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. This gospel teaches us what is to come and the uniting of the Father and the Spirit, that is which Christ is preparing before He leaves on the day of Pentecost, that we are lucky enough, fortunate enough to be here with our brothers and sisters in Christ to prepare the path, to prepare for the glorious coming on the day of Pentecost, which will be given to us as the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. Is it not? My brothers and sisters in Christ, He explained things so explicitly to us in the Gospel. I feel so fortunate to be in this beautiful faith, the Orthodox faith, the faith which the apostles were ordained by Christ, and we experience the same prayers through our ordination, which is a sacrament of the church. Because how else could we continue to go on in this life? They were lucky. They got to walk with Christ. They got to see Christ. They got to eat with him, drink with him. They got to be told. Sometimes it might have sounded harsh in the gospel, but he did this because he loved them. He wanted them to understand. He wanted them to partake of the richness, the fullness. Why else would he use a well? How rare is a well in the desert? How rare is it to find living water where nothing grows? How rare is it to find life flowing? How rare is it that the thirst could be cured forever from one drink from his hands? The knowledge of the spoken word through the mouth of Christ for the salvation of the world. As we prepare for the day of the Ascension, as we prepare for our day of Pentecost, it is our time on this earth to not be bogged down with all the temporal desires, but to save ourselves, to drink of the living water. It is our time to remember that it has been years upon years. It has been the bloodshed of martyrs so that we also may taste of this immortality, this living water that Christ gave to us. That he was so careful to explain to us that it is of this water that we must all partake of so that we will never thirst again. So that when we leave this life, we have consumed enough of his knowledge and we have acted on his knowledge and that we have given this knowledge to our brothers and sisters. That we have also taken that date seed and not picked every single one before we planted more trees. This is the gospel, my brothers and sisters in Christ. He is only asking us to learn his gospel, to learn his words, to learn the life which is to be lived in this world so that we, as we bring our children into this world, that we may also show them how to reap which has been sowed. We don't even have to sow anymore. It's been sowed. It has been sowed. It has been compiled. It has been fertilized. The 4 months is every day over and over again for the harvest to be ready. The harvest is now, my brothers and sisters in Christ. As I look at the children in the parish, it is so important that they come because these are not our children. These are gifts from God so that we may be good stewards of His possession. So that we may feed them not with mere hamburgers and hot dogs and prime rib and laughter. It is so we may give them immortality through the gospel. Through the teachings that brought us from the Old Testament into the New Testament. Through that cup of salvation. Through the living water. But my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the importance, I urge you all to go out today and visit with your dear brothers and sisters, other Orthodox Christians. The only place to receive this living water is in the church. And who is the church? It's filling these pews so that every spot is taken, so that there is not even standing room here, because there is no living water without the sacraments of the church. And there is no sacraments in the home. There is only sacraments when we come together, because a church is where more than one gathers. It is where two or more gather in my name. And there is no living water without the blessed feast that we are preparing today on the holy altar, the consecration of the gifts of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that He came into this world, He died for us, He rose again, and He gave us His third day resurrection so that we may also enjoy the feast of the feast. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, run to the cup of salvation. Drink of this living water. And may God bless us and grant us health, safety, and length of days as we enter into our time when we will go meet Him and stand at His footstool and beg for forgiveness. And also, accept our knocking to enter into the kingdom and sit and eat of the holy bread, the chubzana, that which was given unto us. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the vineyard is ready to be picked. The vineyard is overflowing with fresh fruit. So I invite you all to take of your cup, to drink of the living water, and to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.